Quinault, reel 11.
But there they used to just imprison them in this soft soap, you see. But it didn't matter what you did, you were just as lousy next day.
So lice were something you just learned to live with.
Oh, you learn to
Yeah.
live with them. Now, we always had at least one bath whilst we were out of the line. Now, in the French villages, pretty well every large-sized French village had a brewery, a brasserie, as they call it. And in these brasseries, there were great vats, or 10, 12 feet in diameter and about 3 feet deep. Well, in the boiler house, there used to be some old soldiers. They generally, men were say in their 50s, for instance, would be given the job of stoking up the boilers and filling these vats with hot water. And then we, the infantry, would be marched onto this up to this brasserie, and we would take off all our things in a one room on one side of the where these vats were, and leave our dirty shirts in a heap there. Go into the room where these vats were, and there was some plenty of soap lying about. But before getting into the vats, there'd perhaps been another battalion there before, and there was an inch scum on top of the water, which you gently scooped off and flung onto the floor. And it was the floor became like a skating rink, so you had to walk very, very carefully, or else you were down on the mat. We'd get into these vats, and you could actually swim in them. We used to lather ourselves, and we used to really enjoy that. And then we'd go get out of the vats and go to the room to the other side and pick up a clean shirt. Well, the old soldier who was in charge, that he didn't have time to see what size are you. You had the first shirt that came to you,
The one on the top of the
one
pile.
on the top of the pile. And so when you got back to where your uniform was, you used to look round to see the little chap with the shirt too big for him. I'd go over to him and grab his shirt and give him my one.
Going back to this bathing, presumably the bath didn't hold too many men, so that you'd queue up and take your turn.
Oh no, they would do it all about a dozen men, each vet would.
Yeah, but there'd be people queuing up to take their turn
Oh
after. Yeah.
yes.
Would they change the water each time
Good gracious, no. That was the water there for the day.
So the condition of the water must have varied tremendously depending on
Oh,
what time you got into it.
everything depended on the time. Oh yes. Oh no, they had one lot of water.
And how dirty could it get?
Very dirty.
When you were out of line, how regularly were you paid, and how was that organized?
Each company officer paid his own company. Now, it was generally the first morning after we were out of the line, the company officer would send one of his junior officers to a bank, and he was told which bank to go to, and he would be issued with a lot of French money. Five, all in generally in denominations of five franc notes. You weren't asked how much you wanted, you got 5 francs, whether you liked it or not.
Well,
A franc was worth 10 pence, so that was 4 and tuppence, 50 pence.
did that represent your full pay then
That was the
for a
pay for a
period of,
fortnight.
I
See,
see,
when
yes.
you were in the line, of course, you had no money, was no good to you in
Yeah.
there. And so the week you were out, you got this 5 francs, and that 5 francs was your pay for a fortnight. So 4 and tuppence for a fortnight.
What did you spend it on?
Or riotous living.
Could you detail riotous living a little?
Beer and cigarettes.
Nothing else?
And cards. Yes, the British soldier loved his cards. We used to play pontoon or nap or generally gambling games. We really enjoyed that.
Yeah. What about booze? What kind of alcohol was available?
It was always beer. It used to be a penny a glass.
What was it like?
One very and nine. Thin.
What do you mean, 1 and 9?
Shall I say?
Yeah, don't be shy.
One point nine piddles.
That's what I used to think of it.
Yeah, it? 1 and 9 stuff.
Was it not the same kind of beer as you were used to?
No. Very thin indeed. Yeah. Very thin indeed.
What about cigarettes? Were they the standard?
Well,
brands?
Now we were issued with cigarettes. We had every Friday was always the issue day for cigarettes, and the cigarettes we used to wear, the issues were. Three witches, which soon became three bitches, or red hussars, and I think they were made from stable returns. But generally, in good-sized villages, there was church army huts or YMCA huts where you could get woodbines and players, and they were far preferable to the issue cigarettes.
What kind of facilities and services did the YMCA or the Church Army provide?
They were generally long wooden huts, and there was always a counter with tea, coffee, or cakes, sometimes sausage rolls, and now and again, there was, on one or two occasions, they had used to make Quaker oats, which they used to sell for a penny a small basin full, and that was very, very welcome. Very welcome.
Mm. You would
now,
mind.
In large towns like Bethune, the army took over the local theatre, and there would be a divisional concert party.
Sorry, before we go on to divisional concert parties, about the YMCA and the Church Army,
yeah.
I assume you would pay for all of the things you had there?
You paid for them, yes.
Yes, I see.
But I will remember on one occasion when another chap and I walked into a Church Army hut. We walked in there to go into a place where it was warm and dry, and we were broke. But the man in charge, the Church Army man in charge, came over and he said, don't you lads want a cup of tea? We said, yes, what we want and what we've got. We were broke. He said, come on, come with me. He took us over to the counter and he said to the man behind the counter, give these lads what they want.
Were the YMCA and the Church Army well thought of by the man?
Very well thought of indeed. Very well thought of indeed. You see, these were... They were English. You got tired of the French stamina and so forth. They were English. There was tables and chairs. In other words, it was a civilized place you could go into. And they would give you, if you asked for them, they would give you writing paper and envelopes you could write home. You'd have to have your letters. Oh, did you know that all letters and so forth had to be censored?
Mm. Were there any other kinds of organisations that provide these sort of services? What about the Salvation Army, for example?
Yes, there were Salvation Army places, but they were not nearly so numerous as YMCAs and Church Army.
Yes. Were there any other kind of civilian volunteer service welfare organisations in evidence?
I didn't see any.
No.
Okay.
No.
Now, church with concert parties.
Oh yeah,
concert parties.
Yeah. Well, what other kinds of recreations did you have then? There were concert parties.
Well, the most favourite was bingo, or housey as it was called then. Never heard of the expression bingo. Now the housey used to be run by chaps who come home on leave from England, and they come out with the cards, the housey card, the bingo cards, and also the numerals, which were generally on little discs. But then there were in In every battalion, there was always some of the flyer boys who had crown and anchor boards.
I'd like to talk a bit about food now. The official issues of rations when you were out of the front line.
Yeah.
Did the issue and preparation vary?
Yes.
In what way?
The you didn't handle any rations at all. This is where the company cooks took over. And each company had its own cook cart. That's the cart consisting of a mobile kitchen. Their biggest tools were four large Dixies. Containers which to feed a company, there would be two, we'll say, for breakfast. There would be the whole four of them would be filled with tea, because the British soldier was a great tea drinker. And then on the lids of the in the lids of the Dixies would be frying the bacon. And so you would file past the cook carts with the piece of you'd be given a slice of bread, and as you went past the cook cart, he would give you a slice of bacon on top of your bread. And if he liked you, you were allowed to dip your bread in the fat. So you had a bit of fried bread as well, you see. You had to do that very quickly because the queue behind you would soon tell you about it. And also, your mess tin would be filled with tea. Now, for the midday meal, that was the inevitable stew. Stew, or every day, then you come out of the line. There'd be no fry-ups, and it wasn't until the war progressed very considerably that we had roasts. But for months and months and months, it was stew. Now, the vegetables used to be sent out from England. They were dehydrated vegetables. Very, very good. Very good indeed. There would be the dehydrated carrots, cabbage, potatoes, and so forth. And they would be thrown into the Dixie and stewed up, and the beef put in. That would be carved up and put in, and it'd be stewed.
So all the meat and vegetables were all cooked up
together? All stewed up together.
Mm.
And at midday, you would file past the cook cart, and you would take your mess tin full of stew. For tea, the four Dixies would be, you'd send the mess orderlies, and the mess orderlies would come back with a Dixie full of tea, and you could have a real good go at the tea. And that was the lot for the day.
You didn't have supper then, were
no.
you?
No. But when you were out of the line, there was always somewhere in the village or in the farmhouse where you were billeted, Madame would make you a cup of coffee.
Yes.
And also, in quite a lot of the farmhouses, they would make you farmer's wife would have a great tureen full of pommes de terre frites, chip potatoes, and they used to be very, very good indeed. They used to have a great thick bowl which they put on the fire, and that would be a molten beef fat in it, and the chips in there tasted really delicious.
As far as the official rations were concerned, what was the most popular and what was the least popular of the food you were given?
Well, the most popular, with the bacon, was always popular for breakfast. It never varied, and it was always popular.
Anything which you sort of regarded as a delicacy? Special treat?
No, there was nothing. No. There was nothing. It got very monotonous. But don't forget, we had young stomachs, and we were always hungry.
Okay. Right.
So anything that looked like food was acceptable.
Now, there's a few questions I wanted to ask you, which are specific to this period in Hooplines.
Yeah.
About activities which you got up to during the period you were out of the line.
Mm-hmm.